Hi, this is Amber. My website is sacredspacehealing.org. That's sacredspacehealing.org. I'm a Reiki master and shamanic practitioner, and I've been facilitating healing sessions for the last 10 years. My work is focused on core wound healing, inner child healing, sacred union, twin flame, soulmate union healing, and also life purpose work, which is a new body of work that started in the last year or so and is truly beautiful to facilitate. Sacredspacehealing.org. So today is another podcast in the Twin Flame series. For years and years and years, I resisted that term Twin Flame, and I actually think it's really heavy with so many connotations and many illusions, but it is a very good shortcut to describing this union of the beloved, and I do believe in the path of the beloved, and it's the work that I facilitate with the Sacred Union work. But people often come to me asking about their twin flame, and it's a term that's out there on the internet, so it's very readily available, it's very accessible. Today's podcast is around the question, have I met, will I find my twin flame? So I believe that this isn't a question that we can have answered by others. I think if we're going to other people and asking for readings, we're giving our power away, and we then are saying that our union is dependent on this other person that has decreed that someone in our life is our twin flame. And ultimately, it's for you to know. It's for you to know in your heart. It's for you to know in those quiet moments. It's for you to go into place of surrender and prayer and to really ask for the signs so that you know without a shadow of a doubt that this person is your beloved. Not that you had a reading and someone told you that they were your beloved. So that really doesn't work for me, and I don't provide confirmation readings. And also because I don't think that anyone can do that with any certainty. We're all human, we're all channels, and we're all fallible. I have worked with twin flame readers for a number of years, and all of the readers that I've worked with, the majority of them, bar one or two, have come back to me a couple of years later and said, I was very inexperienced when I was doing those readings. If I was to give you a reading now, it would be completely different. And that is the truth, is that as healers and readers, people are always growing and evolving. And the reader that you're submitting your important question to, you have no idea about their training, their authenticity, how clear their channel is. So be careful about the questions that you ask, really. Don't give your power away. However, you can start to take those steps to connecting with your twin flame, your beloved. And the steps are these. Your twin flame, your beloved, is you. It is an aspect of yourself that is then reflected in the physical world. Your beloved is you. You are the same essence. You are the same soul essence, if you like. You and your beloved are one, fused with divine energy, fused with God spirit energy. So the closer you get to yourself, the closer you get to God, the closer you get to spirit, is the closer you get to your twin flame union, is the closer you get to this sacred union. The sacred union cannot happen in the 3D dimension of drugs and alcohol and partying and clubbing and all of that. You might meet them, but it won't stay, it won't last. This union is about unconditional love of oneself, of God, and of another. This union is about being of service, which is what most people forget. This isn't a union that is just about hearts and flowers and romance, although when that happens, it's incredible. This union is about how can the two of you come together on planet Earth and bring heaven on Earth and be of service to raise the vibration. And it doesn't mean that you have to be healers and teachers and gurus, in inverted commas. It's how can you bring your particular gifts together and create something incredible on planet Earth that raises the vibration. Now, you will be able to do that with many other people that will assist you, soulmates that will come on your journey and assist you, but it will never be as potent and as powerful as it is with your true beloved, because your true beloved and yourself are able to manifest instantly. Your love will raise the vibration of this planet, and your manifestations will be instant, so not only will you be able to manifest for yourself, but for others also, and that's when miracles truly start to happen. You can get your inspiration from mythology, if you like. You can look at Isis and Osiris, Yeshua and Mary Magdalene. You can look at the Greek mythologies, if you like. You can find your inspiration. Read Rumi, read Gibran. You know, a lot of these poets are talking about the beloved. They're talking about falling in love so deeply with oneself and with God that everything is love. And when we are in that frequency of unconditional love, we attract our highest soul union to us. There are some decrees that you can say, and they need to be said from a place of love. They need to be said from a place of pure intention. But what you can do is go into a meditative state, pray, connect to your heart, connect to God, and then put a call out and say, I call to me now my highest soul union. I call to me now my highest twin flame union. I choose my highest soul union, and my highest soul union chooses me. I choose to be in harmonious and total and complete union with my highest twin flame union. I choose to be in complete harmonious and complete union with my twin flame. I choose all of me, and as I choose all of me, my twin flame chooses all of me. I choose to be in complete and total harmonious union with God, Spirit, and the universe, and as I choose this, my twin flame chooses me also. I choose to surrender to the will of God. I choose to surrender to love. I choose to surrender to being of service on planet Earth, and I ask that God, Spirit, and the universe guide me towards those people, places, towards those opportunities where I can deepen my work of service. Guide me to my beloved twin flame. Guide me to our harmonious, complete, and lasting union. Or something like that. So you don't have to follow that word by word and parrot it, but it's just to give you some kind of inspiration. That is a really good place to start. If you've met someone and you think that they're your twin flame, rather than project onto them and try and get them and not understand why they're not responding to your messages or they don't want you in the same way, go back to your decrees, go back to being of service, go back to deepening your connection with yourself, go back to deepening your connection with God, and watch how this other relationship starts to transform. If the other relationship doesn't start to transform, it's a really good indicator that this person may not well be your highest twin flame union. They could be a catalyst, they could be a soulmate union that's come to open you up to love. So it's less about what the other person is doing and it's more about yourself. What I often hear from people is they meet someone and they feel an incredible connection to them, whether they've met them online or in person, and then they feel that this person has to be their twin flame, and they go and they Google all these things and lists, and they're projecting. And really, when you meet the one, when you meet your true beloved, there is certainty. Sometimes it's slow burn, but there is certainty, there is peace, there is a sense of knowing. And the upsets that will come up will be the stuff that needs to be cleared. But if you're feeling addicted, if you're feeling chaotic, if you're feeling out of control, it's a really good sign of one of a few things. One is that this person isn't your highest twin flame union. And the other is that you are very much out of alignment with love. You're very much out of alignment with love for yourself and for God. And that there is a lot of inner work for you to do to look at your wounds. So rather than trying to fix the other person, I hear this so many times, you know, they have a problem with this, or they do that, as if you are completely 100% sorted. But the truth is, if you were 100% sorted, you would be in harmonious and lasting union with your true beloved right now. Why would you not? Why would you not attract to you that which you are? If you have attracted to you someone that you feel is chaotic, they're not really doing the work, you're having to lift them up, why can't they see the light? Then that has to sit in you somewhere. And the work is to go within and say, where does that sit in me? So often I hear in sessions, well, you know, they do this and they do that. And what I'm hearing is, but that's an aspect of you. You do that too. You can't actually see that you're doing that right now in your judgment of them. Judgment is lack of love, fear is lack of love, and it shows that we're disconnected from our higher selves, from God, Spirit, and the universe when we go into those lower vibrational states. Where we want to be residing is the state of compassion, understanding, forgiveness, and unconditional love. And in those states, in those vibrational states, from a place of love, from a place of joy, everything that is of our highest good will come to us. But when we're in lower vibrational states of anger, resentment, fear, shame or guilt, anywhere in our energy field, anywhere, consciously or unconsciously, we're going to keep attracting that to us. So if life is not going the way we want it to, if our harmonious twin flame union is not harmonious the way we would wish it to be, then the place to go is within. The other place to go is to connect to your higher self, to connect to God, and to connect to your twin flame's higher self, and to connect to God. And in those states, you're more likely to receive guidance than you are by looking at the 3D illusion. If we believe the truism that everything that is in our external world is a reflection of what's going on within, then this person that you feel is your twin flame, if they're acting out in some way, it's a reflection of what's going on in you. Change you and the relationship may well change. If the relationship doesn't change, it may just mean that this person may not be your highest soul union. But again, I can't give you the surety of that. I'm just another human being on my journey also. It's for you to know the answers to these questions, and that's when you become a master of your destiny. If you are interested in diving deeper into the Sacred Union work, it's work that I absolutely love and that has a high success rate. Those that I work with come to me often in a tangle and in a bit of a web, and we extract and uncover those stories, and the calls are powerful and intense, and after the call there's time for integration and there is always change. There is always a change. Many of my clients have gone on to go into harmonious union with their beloveds, to start families and so on. I don't really post much about that because I guess I just don't really like to blow my own trumpet when it comes to these things. I think this is sacred work, but it's important that certain truisms, certain things that will assist you are readily accessible to you. I see that the twin flame market has exploded and not all the information out there is correct. So there is some information that I wish to share so it may assist you on your journey. But yes, please go to the website sacredspacehealing.org. There is a Sacred Union program page on there, and that has a list of all the services that I provide. There's also there's a free meditation on the YouTube channel to connect to your beloved. The Inner Light meditation is also a very good meditation to start to connect to your higher self and to connect to God, Spirit, Universe, energies. Wherever you are on your journey, your twin flame journey, your beloved journey, I wish you much love, joy, harmonious union, and abundance. Until the next time, so it is, and so it shall be.